Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ellie out of the corner for three. Hit it! Dario Ellie with a three!
Dario Ellie has given the Houston Rockets a three-point lead. It's over. The Houston Rockets have won Game 7.
The Rockets have knocked off the Phoenix Suns coming from behind.
It was the first time an NBA team has ever come back from 3-1 with only one of those games at home, the kiss of death, legendary Houston moment. The Rockets, of course, would go on to win the NBA championship alongside Clint Sterner and Wade Smith. I'm Jeremy Branham. We are right across from the Juice Box at 7 o'clock, Game 1 of the World Series, and we're right here. We're in the crowd. We're right here where the setting's going to be of the World Series in just a few hours. Come on by. Come say hello. We're on the corner of Congress and Crawford from a way out, Bell Bonds, right in the heart of the World Series in the city of Houston. Doesn't get any better than this, guys.
Does not get any better. You hit the nail on the head, and that big Mario Ellie moment right there. The Astros, I don't think there's going to be any moment in this series that's necessarily that big. At least I hope not. But you can damn sure put Altuve game six of the ALCS. You can damn sure put that home run in that same category right there as far as a big moment. Now
maybe it's just me, but I enjoy the flair for the dramatics, and so I would love to see a moment or two like that in this series. You know, it come down to the bottom of the 10th inning or the 11th inning and those long drawn out ball games. Because listen, we talked about it before. When you have a dominating win and you just run through it, it's not the same feeling as being in a knockdown drag out situation and you figure it out at the end of the ball game, because everything builds up and it's just a huge explosion of emotion. So I would hope that we get a couple of those in the World Series this year.
Look, Wade, I can't disagree with you, man. I think personally I like those moments. I mean, I will forever – seriously, I will forever remember where I was sitting when Altuve hit that home run and the goofball that was sitting next to me that beat the hell out of my left leg that was about 24 Coors Lights deep and couldn't even hardly talk right. But For me, Wade, you know what? Here's the deal. Like, we talked a couple of weeks ago about this Astros run, assuming, which is a terrible thing to do, assuming it ends in a World Series, another World Series this year, that this could be one of the – it is not could be. It will be one of the greatest franchise, greatest teams in MLB history, ever in history. This will be one of the best teams by the stats, by the numbers, if they win a World Series. I think that if you don't win a World Series, then you're out of that conversation. But if you do win a World Series, Wade, you're one of the best. And if they go through and dominate in the series 1-4, win it in 5 in dominating fashion, I think it adds to the case to be one of the best. Is it top 5? Is it top 10? Is it top 20? I don't know. But a dominating fashion in the World Series versus this pitching staff would definitely add to their case for being in that top 10, top 5, or up in that ranking, however you see it.
Yeah, no question about it. I look at it like this, man. You look at the collection of talent that the Astros have. When you look at the lineup from 1-9, you look at the pitching staff. You look at the way they went through the regular season with 107 wins. Those are all things that puts them in the category to where we can discuss them as one of the all-time great teams. I think that, like you said, if there's a dominating performance in this World Series, that puts them at a, you know, definitely in that conversation further and might solidify them. But I look at it like this. I don't care how they win it. As long as they win this series, I think they deserve to be in that conversation, because I was thinking about this on the way up here. I was like, man, you know, this run might not have been as you know, the teams that they're beating in this run. They beat the Yankees, which is similar to 2017, but they didn't have to play the Red Sox, and they're not playing the Dodgers in the World Series. But I look at the pitching matchups that they've had to deal with throughout here, and I think it's this run would be more impressive to me. And I think that I'm just trying to figure out a way for them to get the win. I don't care how impressive it has to be. I just want them to get it done, because I really feel like the Nationals team, bring a lot of stressful innings and stressful ball games on the docket just because what they present with their pitching staff.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to be wins.
Yeah, just get the does, baby.
JB, you know this. Back to the talking about the greatest season for a Major League Baseball team and where this Astros 2019 Astros team sits. I mean, when you look at run differential, when you look at team ERA, when you look at team batting average, when you look at superstar power in both the pitching on the pitching staff and in the lineup, I mean, this one stacks up right there with anybody and everybody in Major League Baseball history. And so it's real, Way. I mean, it's one of them things, man, that it's real. I'm going to crunch those numbers again. I did it about 2 weeks ago and came down with – I was just trying to prove to myself. Because,
right.
Jeremy, when you start talking about best of all time, like you're looking at the 27 Yankees or whatever, you're looking at 1920s and 1930s, and like, man, is this real? I mean, are we seriously having this conversation? And when you crunch the numbers, hell, there ain't no doubt about it.
But you're right. You have to win the World Series.
No
doubt.
That
has to be your exclamation point, because you look back at the Mariners whenever they won the 116 games. A lot of people look at that team as the best regular season team of all time, but no one ever talks about them in the conversation as the greatest Major League Baseball team of all time, because they didn't get the job done. And it's funny you bring that up, because Justin Verlander was asked that question a few weeks ago. Is this the best team you've ever been on? And Verlander said exactly what you said. He said it's too early to tell, because if we don't go all the way, then how could it possibly be the best team I've ever played on, when he won a World Series 2 years ago with the 2017 Astros and went to the World Series with the Tigers, ironically enough, with Max Scherzer on that same team as pitching for the Nationals in Game 1 tonight.
JB, isn't it crazy to think about that in a way of As quiet as the bats have been, if those games would have swung a different way and the Astros didn't win, you go from talking about one of the greatest seasons ever to, good season, good job, fellas, we'll see you in 2020. And then to have that flip in such clutch moments by Correa and Altuve and Brantley Correa and Altuve on the defensive side of things, I mean – it almost just adds to the lure of what this team's all about and how big this season actually is.
Listen, I think if they didn't come through and win Game 6 and win the ALCS, people would have been talking about this season as one of the most disappointing seasons,
sure,
in the history of baseball, because everything is lined up for the Astros to go out there and win a World Series. Like I said, when you have the collection of talent, when you have A.J. Hinch, when you have Jeff Luno, you have all the Houston Astros fans, Minute Maid, and the advantage that you have playing in there, we have all these things in your favor, the expectations are that you're going to finish the job and win. And so that's what they're going to face over the next this next week. And I think they will face it. But I do think that, you know, they had everything out there in front of them to accomplish, and they're going to have to follow through and complete the mission for it to be, you know, considered one of the great teams of all time.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham, right across from Minute Maid Park on the corner of Congress and Crawford. Get out here. Come say hello. There is one thing that is clouding Game 1 of the World Series. It's the Sports Illustrated report that we saw late last night that said that one of the Astros' assistant general managers, Brandon Taubman, to be exact, went into the clubhouse and during the celebration, said, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so blank glad we got Osuna." Said this about a half a dozen times. A couple of other reporters have confirmed the report. Astros PR issued a statement on Monday night calling the report misleading and completely irresponsible. Our executive was supporting the player during a difficult time. His comments had everything to do about the game situation that just occurred. We're extremely disappointed in Sports Illustrated's attempt to fabricate a story that does not exist. Jim Crane, moments ago, issuing a statement, "The Astros continue to be committed to using our voice to create awareness and support on the issue of domestic violence." He would go on to say all of the things that they've done around the city to help domestic violence and how much money that they've raised with it. Also, Brandon Taubman, the Astros assistant general manager, who is mentioned to be the one to have said this, says, "This past Saturday during our clubhouse celebration, I used inappropriate language for which I am deeply sorry and embarrassed. In retrospect, I realized that my comments were unprofessional and inappropriate. My over-exuberance in support of a player has been misinterpreted as a demonstration of a regressive attitude about an important social issue. Those that know me know I am a progressive and charitable member of the community and a loving and committed husband and father. I hope that those who do not know me understand that the Sports Illustrated article does not reflect who I am or my values. I'm sorry if anyone was offended by my actions." How big a deal is this ahead of Game 1 of the World Series?
In 2019, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, unfortunately, we're living in a society when the media or social media can take a man's words out of context and twist it and cause that guy and this organization and the administration here within this organization, the higher ups, they're putting them in a position where they've got to go out and defend, and they've got to go out and deflect. And so for me, it's unfortunate that that's the case and that's the world we live in, but that's why those guys get paid the big money. Here's the beautiful thing is that once again, a light is being shined on a serious problem in our country. And so there it's a double-edged sword that unfortunately that there's guys in the Houston organization that have to be, I guess, made example of, but on the flip side of it, if they can take it and twist this thing into a positive, then it can be a good thing.
Yeah, I look at it like this, man. As far as what's going to happen on the field and what's going to happen on that diamond, I don't think this has any effect
Agreed.
On that at all. I think the players are focused in on the task at hand, and so that's the most important thing when you're looking at it from the perspective of somebody that's, you know, watching your team. But I would say this, man. Anything that when you look at the situation, like you said, shining light on a situation is what you want to do. And so that's what we're going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.